Okay, so I want to talk about, Gil, I want to ask, as when Rav Doiv was giving the shmooze the other day, so he asked a few questions, so as he was asking questions, so I thought he was going to say a certain mahalach on the answers to those questions, he's machadish a whole mahalach, very nice. Mahalach. I wanted to maybe suggest a different mahalach also, similar questions that to those questions. Come here, everyone knows this already. That's probably why I said the mahalach. Everyone knows this one already, but it's kedai to. I've spoken to people that sound like the few chidushim, so it's kedai to just go over it. So the first shayla is. This is the shaila that in the beginning of the Megillah, when Mordechai finds out Ruach HaKodesh about the Gzeira, so Yitaka goes Vayavar Lefnei Shar HaMelech Kein Lavar Shar HaMelech B'Voshtak, but he went as far as you can go B'Voshtak, which is obviously a statement that there's something serious going on, and they couldn't communicate with Esther, but he wanted Esther to chap what he was doing, and she sends back that even Mistama Shechav, because it was Tezchalchal Malkam Oid, so she understood that the Chomer Adavar, and she understood the Chomer Adavar based on this, that he was wearing Sak V'Efer. And Vatishach Bodim Abish is Mordechai, lost her Sak V'Olav Elokibel, but no, he didn't want it. So why was she sending him Begadim, he didn't run out of clothes, it wasn't, he didn't do laundry, he was doing Sak V'Efer, he understood what he was doing, and she sends back, Take back Bogadim, we'll have Mordechai. We'll ask the Sakamel of the Kibel. So, why was he not Kibel? The second question is that in the Hemshech of the Megillah, like it says in the Halacha, like we all know, the whole turning point and everything happens in Perak Vav, Balailu Nadu Dashkas HaMelech, and the entire story where Haman leads Mordechai through the Shaar HaEir. And the shaila is, why is it in Negea so much to the whole story that he was leading Mordechai b'Shaar HaEir? Why is that important b'chalat to the whole Maisa? L'chayr, you could have had the entire story without that. And even if you would say, well, Haman was really coming in to kill Mordechai, so you have to tell the part of the story that Mordechai saved, but it doesn't have to be this part that he was going through the city. This incident that Haman takes Mordechai and Nahafoichu, and it's very nice, but it's a nice scene or something like this. But if it's in the Megillah, so it's telling me it's an essential part of the story. So why is it an essential part of the story? And not only it seems like that from the setup of the Megillah, but it also says that Zeresh chapped that, because Zeresh chapped it on his way back after that story. So she said, okay, it's all over now. She says, "Imizera yudim Mordechai asher achilos elim fun fun of losuchaloi." So what's the big deal? So you got a little chafui roish. Okay, to get a shower and let's go. Let's go to the. Remember, you still have the suda with you and Achashverosh and the Malkah. It's still pretty chashuv. Why? What did she see in the Maisa that was the turning point? So not only is it put in there, and it seems like it, but Taka, she was mechavin to it, because Taka, in a few hours, he was gone. So, she was mechavin to some sort of emes over here, that this was a major turning point in the story. So, there's something very specific that happens over here. The Gemara says, there's a lot of different inyanim in it, but Rashi says we're in Parsha Zohar. So Rashi says in Parsha Zohar, lo manismucha Parshas Mishkolos to Parshas Amalek, because al avin Mishkolos Amalek ba. So we said over before the Nitziv says Gavaldika Deher, the wise of avin Mishkolos Amalek ba. That basically Mishkolos is Gzela, more or less. So You don't have to wait till Parshas Kisetze, when you mechadish this Isra of Evan v'Oven, to say over that Amalek comes for Gezel. Gezel's mentioned many other times before already. So what's this Nekuda Dafka on the Inyan of Mishkalis? What's the Inyan Mishkalis? So the Nitziv says, Gavaltika Deher. He says that normally every Gzeil in the world normally comes from the Sherish of basically Kenatayva of a Kavod. Either you're jealous of something, you want it, or you don't want him to have it, or you want to get the Kavod of it, so, or you have a Taiva for that particular item. Basically, you want the thing, you want the car, you want the watch, you steal it because you can't afford it yourself, but you really have a Taiva for it, you can't control yourself, so you want it. So Shaila's on Mishkolis. So what's the taiva to get the extra 5 cents? The guy comes in to buy a dollar of potatoes, and you sell him 95 cents of potatoes. Okay, you manage to need the 5 cents? You can't live without those 5 cents? What's the point? So he says, the shirish adavar is, it's a lack of bitachon. It's not out that you need the item. It's that you don't think that if you run your business honestly, Hashem can give you parnasa. It's a lack of bitachon. So, and the lack of bitachon, that's the shirish of where Amalek comes. And even in the Al Rifya Nidayim, but Torah says, but it really says in the pasuk, im hayesh Hashem bekveinu im oyin, that's Chazal say that because they said in the Goyim brings down from the Zohar Kaddish, something like that. It says that it's in the context of something else. But he says over there that it says this that they said hayesh Hashem bekveinu im oyin memela. Amalek comes. So it comes from a lack of the bitachon, of a lack of emuna. So when now when there's a sakana that's posed by Amalek, the child is how to respond. How does the person respond to this challenge, this sakana that's posed by a koyach of Amalek? So bederech klal, we know, like Yaakov Avinu prepared himself with different ways, and there's a shtadlus. And there's different ways to do it. And you have to be mispalel, but you also have to do ishtadlos, and you have to prepare yourself. So this was the shayla over here. Mordechai held that when it comes to this challenge of Amalek, and let's add that because the whole thing comes from a shvachkeit, and emunah bitachon, so the only way to respond to that is to show full bitachon b'yoyelam. The person shouldn't think that it has to do with them b'chlal. The person has to come in and jump in completely, totally in a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So Memela, he said, we're doing Sak Ve'efer. Sak Ve'efer is going to make it that Punk Faker. It's going to make it, it's against the Ishtadlos, because now the king just made a rule and everyone's in Avelis. It's not the way that you're supposed to, he's not going to respond to that very well. They, you know, you have to come and lobby with the king and make an arrangement and figure something out. You don't go ahead and say, you know, oh, we're all upset with this. You have to do it properly. So the Nesivus, Megillah Starim, so he says that Mordechai was focused on the tefillah, and dafka, that it should be dafka tefillah, umemele yedu hakoil, and he went as far as he could in the Sak Ve'efer. That he wasn't planning on being Isaac and Ishtadlus at all. That he didn't not go to the Shar HaMelech because it was illegal to go to the Shar HaMelech. He didn't go to the Shar HaMelech because he's trying to send the Simon. I'm not going to the Shar HaMelech. I'm not trying to be Isaac with the Melech right now. I'm Isaac with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm not trying to get closer and pull a string with the Melech. So, she sends back begadim. Afshar yulei begadim. Obviously, l'ram is like he eats the rachamim tzar gam kein tzibois. So she's sending back. No, you have to be mishtadel also. So let's make a plan, and you with you Davin, I have a good pull with the king, and we'll try to put something together. V'loy ki barimis she tzibois lo yo'ilu. In this case, there's no malkum for shtadlus b'chal. In this case, the whole thing is only bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in this type of mochama, you have to do dafka, hishtadlus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Then he sent her in.
Uh-huh.
Then he sent her in to go to hishtadlus with the mom.
Yeah, but she says, let's go to Yudim, meaning...
It wasn't a region or a response to the
Right. she says, it doesn't make any sense. Meaning it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu sending that, okay, so Hashem will tell someone else. There's going to be a shliach to do it. But this is not the normal way you would do a shtadlus if you're trying to do a shtadlus. So you find this also in Tainus Esther. There's no time usually between Tainus Esther and Purim, but it says, Tainus Esther, what's the Tainus? The Tainus that they did, B'shas Mochala. It's a very funny thing, because Mishbura says, so what's the tainus? Not the tainus of Lechnos Yudim, it's the tainus of the Mochama, that they were fasting B'shas Mochama. But it doesn't say anywhere that they fasted B'shas Mochama. So Rashi says, Mishbura says, no, because when they fought Amalek originally, they were B'tainus. What's the riot to that? So he says, Shkachamur Chazal Shemar Shabbeinu B'yom Shinochamim Amalek Haim Mes'ameh. Like we learn over there, the Gemara Tainus, the Minayin Shegimel Yordan Lefnei Ateva from Aaron Moshe Bechor. So, B'tainus, so you see there were B'tainus. V'mkim B'vad Le'gam B'mei Mordechai Hayim Mes'ane Bo Yisayoyim. It's like a funny, B'vad Hayim Mes'ane. It's like, we assume there were Mes'ane. So, Me'il, we go, is there a Tainus? Doesn't say it anywhere. But, L'chora. So, Pshat is because, it has to be that way. Because, in a fight against the Malik, you want to show that it's dafka, pure betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a whole army and they're all fasting. It's not the best way to prepare for war. It's anti the shtadlus. So in a normal war, it doesn't say anywhere that they're Mesane. But you fight against Amalek. If Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesane, he's telling us that the way to fight with Amalek is the whole point is Mestakel Kav Maila. You can Mesane, you can be Shvach. You don't have to prepare for it, and you just it's not the proper Shtadlus, and you don't have to worry about the proper Shtadlus. It'll be out of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Mamela, obviously, when they fought against Amalek, Bizman Mordechai is also Mesane because. This is how you have to go to be memait in the Ishtadlus Gufa against this Mochama. So what happened at the end? So at the end, what's going on in the... So in order to win this Mochama, you have to come with full bitachin. You have to come with full bitachin. So what happened at the end over here with this story that Mordechai was led by Haman in the street? They bring down over here in the Siddur Agra, bring down from the Goyim, seems to be asking this kasha shtickle. So he says that Lemaise, the person has to be the Gula Asida, and the Gula from Mitzrayim, and the Gula from Purim, happens with the Schos of Bitochen. He says, but the problem is Gufa hard to have Bitochen until you see a shtickle that a Kadosh Baruch, you have to like get a little chizuk in your Bitochen. Because it's hard to have bitachon when you're in Golos and things are looking very bleak. So it's like a little bit of a circular thing. In order to have bitachon, you have to see that Hashem is with you a little bit. You have to get a little like chizuk. But you're only going to get the geula when the bitachon with the bitachon. So it's like a hard avoda. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishon u'miftach latzadikim. Now, what's the miftach? Miftach latzadikim is if you're betach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's the source of your betach, so he's miftach. What's the mishon? So the Goyin says like this. He says, "Umishon lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports you in your betach, shalo yoivdu bitchayim, that you shouldn't lose at your betach. Kama shematzina b'mitzrayim, koidim tzeisam sheherem niflois, sheyishan uboi, that I'm going to show you a little bit of I'm going to show you something. Then now that something is going to say, yeah, you'd have bitachon. And now that you're going to have bitachon, now you have the schus to go. But lech techach rabbi midbar, you needed the schus to bitachon to go out. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did nisim for us so that we could be zoicha, so that we could have the chizik in the bitachon, and then have the bitachon to go. So Hashem doesn't expect you to have bitachon by yourself. He's mish on you to have the bitachon. And memela, you'll be zoicha to the gula. So he says here, v'chim b'chashverish, koidim shenit lahaman, heralem gedulas Mordechai. Asher karu l'fana barchoivos, kach yasal ish. Soad oisam bibitchanam, koidam yeitzu mefeil oira. So pshat is that they had 2 days of tainus. So we have to go into the third day, and we're being mispalel. And basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, showed them with this thing, said, look, it's working. Hashem soad oisam bibitchanam, that Mordechai's tefillah is working, And Klal Yisrael's tefillah is working, because you see, look, Mordechai is coming on top, and now Haman's on the bottom. So you see that the tefillah that they're doing and is working already. That now Mordechai is coming on top. So you just have to have a little bit more bitachon, a little bit more tefillah, and just to push it over the edge. So they, oh, look, it's working. So then they keep on davening, they keep on being mispalel, and then Mordechai is nitla. Haman is killed right after that. So the point of the ma'isa was gufa to show that it should be asar bibitchonam, that they should be able to go ahead and then continue in the bitachon. And that's why Takat says right after that ma'isa, that Mordechai right away, what was he supposed to learn from that? He's Gufa's supposed to learn from this story that, oh, our tefillahs are working. Now Hashem just wants us to continue having bitachon so that we can continue having bitachon, and then they'll bring the end of it. And Taka, it says like that. It says that right after he went in the street, so it says Ve'yashar Mordechai Shar Melech, and Rashi says Asaka L'Tanisoy, because Fakir, that's the whole point. The whole point is, okay, it's working, so continue doing it. So now continue doing it, and then the B'tochen will bring the full Geula. That's what he says. He says here, Lashon, by the way, he says Shekablus Atar Pam Shenis B'Bitochen Gadol. Part of why they needed the B'tochen here, besides to kill Haman, was because there was supposed to be a Kim of a Kiblu. And you can't have Kabbalah Satorah without Bitochen. So Memela, they needed the Bitochen. Koidim Sheyetzim Mefeil Oira, Sheyikabu Satorah Pam Sheyiz Bitochen God Ovalei Simcha. Like, Loinit Natorah Loichle Amon. So you need a Gedder of Oichle Amon to be Mekabal Torah the first time. So now Mekabal the second time, so where are they getting this Bitochen from? They weren't Oichle Amon. So you need to be Begedder Oichle Amon to get the Torah. So sounds like going to saying here is that this Maisa was giving them enough push to have enough bitachon. They could realize that really everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so they could be that bechina a little bit. So what happens? So Memela, this part of the story, first of all, is a sad bebitachonim that they should be able to continue weiter, and it shows that the bitachon, the tefillah, works. And the Malbim says on that, he says, what did Zeresh see? Zeresh sees like this. That we were planning the whole time that Haman has good pull with the king, and Mistama, whoever else is going to try to convince the king otherwise, is not going to have that same level of pull with the king. So in the world of Ishtadlus, for sure Haman's plan is going to work. So what does she see? She sees that Haman is doing all of his Ishtadlus, and Mordechai is starting to come on top with no Ishtadlus whatsoever. That's what he says. He says, and he says more, it's you yourself are doing it to yourself. And Memela, so she chapped this whole part. She chapped, there was no mokum to be toila and ishtadlus on Mordechai. So she chapped that it's Mordechai's tefillah is working. If Mordechai's tefillah is working, so he's going here, we're here. We're working and getting ishtadlus in, but he's just circumventing the whole thing and working with tefillah. And Memela, if his tefillahs are working, so we just basically have to wait until he's finished davening and it's all over. So Memela, she also chapped this nekuda. And that's what the Malbim says, that she saw that the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on Klal Yisrael, that it's working through the tefillah, and Memela, that was what she saw, and that was the beginning of the Yisrael Koponim. So the Indian is that Hagam, there's always a whole struggle always in life, is Ishtadlos, Bitochen, and how much, and how. But when this is the challenge, when the challenge is imposed by Malik, which comes from a Shvachan and Bitochen, so here, there's taka no Mokim, that the Gula should come from the Ishtadlos. The Gula has to come pure from Bitochen and Tefillah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Indian, it's Mischazek in that, on Yimei Purim, Mischazek in that, on the Havana of the koyach of tefillah, koyach of bitachon, that will bring the gula asida, like the Goyin says also. That's that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the same thing in the gula asida. It's going to mechazik us in our bitachon, that when we see things, we have to take the bitachon out of it, otherwise we're missing the point. And if you see the bitachon in it, then Hashem is going to be inside us bitachon, that our bitachon should be able to bring us to the gula.